Performing live this afternoon, I'm delighted to say, in our basement studio is Granddaddy. Guys!
Hello!
Hey!
Hi!
How are you doing? What's
up? We're doing alright, how are you?
We're very good. Is that Jason?
This is Jim talking.
Jim.
I'm here too, though, somewhere.
All right, hi, Jason. And there should be, there's Tim and Kevin and Aaron somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, we're all here.
Excellent. Well, that's the idea. Good. Jim, first of all, I mean, we've got some questions in, and concerned Nick has been on. Say, Jim, are you okay? Because you had an accident shortly before coming over, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Go on, what happened?
I wet my bed last night. No.
No.
Not that one.
Forget it. It's not about that. Right. Go on. What happened to you?
I was unfortunately run over by a truck in Phoenix, Arizona last week. The rear wheels of an 18-wheel truck ran over my right shoulder.
Was it your own truck?
It was a truck that was carrying some of the stuff that makes us louder, yeah.
Conspiracy.
All right. But you are all right, are you?
I am all right. Right. I've got some fractures and some bruising, but I'm going to live.
Oh, okay. Well, not too many energetic scissor kicks today, then.
No, I'm doing headstands instead.
Excellent. All right. Well, don't wet yourself again when you're doing headstands, or else it gets really unpleasant, I tell you. Right, someone else, because we had Led Zeppelin on yesterday. We had Jimmy Page on, right?
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, so does Zeppelin mean anything to you? What was the music you were listening to when you were growing up? Was Zeppelin big in Modesto?
Yeah, Zeppelin was big everywhere.
It's still alive and well.
Yeah,
it's really big still.
Well, it's number one in the States, that live album, actually.
Yeah, there's a station in our town that probably just like a million other stations that plays Get the Lead Out every night between like 7 and 9 o'clock.
Jimmy Page was talking about this. This is 1 hour a night of Led Zeppelin, is it?
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's a good idea. See, 1 hour a night of Led Zeppelin followed by half an hour of Granddaddy.
Oh, yes. Actually, I gave Jimmy Page a copy of your album yesterday, so maybe you'll like it. Who knows?
Wow.
Or maybe he's flogged it already.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Wow.
So what were you listening to on... Because someone else, Birdman's been on and said, when I went to see the dad... Do people call you that, the dad?
The dad?
Yeah.
Obviously not.
A shortened, affectionate version, the dad.
Like the waddy-waddy. No, leave that.
Yeah. It's not the Grateful Dad.
The Grateful Dad. There you go, you see. Excellent. Granddaddy tribute band.
I'm having it.
But yeah, so before you played in Manchester, you played Ziggy Stardust before, you know. I mean, do you choose the records particularly?
Yeah, if we're headlining, we do.
Yeah.
We got, as much as we love the record Sticky Fingers, we had no choice on this opening tour that we just did in America, and I got so sick of hearing Wild Horses every night as we were walking on stage. I wanted to wring somebody's neck.
All respect due to
the makers of said record.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Jason, is it true that your favourite record of all time is Europe and the Final Countdown?
Boy, I'm going to die with that one. No, it's not.
Is it not?
Good.
Right.
Thank God for that.
We didn't have you down for Poodle Rockers, although I could have put you in touch with somebody who'd let you have the Motley Crue back catalogue if you were interested.
No, I just like... Where were they from again?
They were from Denmark.
Yeah, I just like Danish guys that look like girls.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Okay.
Yeah, move on quickly.
All right, then. Well, it's great. As I say, it's been a long time while we've been trying to get you here, but it's marvellous to have you. What song are you going to play for us first?
We're going to start off with an old number from the Software Slump that I think you guys helped actually get on the radio and get in the top 40.
Yay!
We're responsible for your whole career.
Yeah, pretty
we'll
much.
We'll be back down to collect on those favours later on.
I've got $5 in my wallet to give you guys.
We've got some change.
We weren't thinking of cash.
No, we got to thank you guys very much for doing all you've done for it.